before the this disaster, tsunami disaster, couple of other disasters before this one. There was about 3 years drought, and then just in November there was a flood which affected especially the nomadic communities. Then immediately after that, they were hit by this tsunami disaster. So I think the disaster had a sort of triple effect on those communities who already have very fragile livelihood. It's really affected them to the maximum, because basically, if we put all these effects on the context of a country that have been in war for over 14 years, you can imagine the impact or the effect of any shock like a tsunami on these communities.
Besides food, what do the Somali people need, those who have been affected by the tsunami?
The other immediate needs were water, shelter, medicine, then other things like family kits, utensils, and et cetera, because in many of those areas, the houses were washed out and people lost all their equipment and their materials. So these are basically the immediate other needs.
Are you able to tell us how many people CARE is helping and how many people WFP might be helping?
Yeah, currently CARE is helping over 400,000 people in the southern parts. WFP is helping, I think, a similar number in the north, Somaliland as well.
How many of those have actually been affected by the tsunami?
The figure came from the assessment team. The ground assessment team is about 54,000 people. Those were the affected people in the northern part, which basically is north of Somalia.
And that was harder hit from the tsunami than southern Somalia?
Yeah, I think these are the most affected people, actually, in that northern part.
Mr. Mohammed, can you tell us any conditions that might be hampering the relief efforts?
Somalia has no government, not like the other Asian countries. That makes the operation very, very difficult. But also, I think the issue of the security in general, because the country is, there is no government, and control of security is very difficult. There are militias in many areas. Besides that, there is no infrastructure actually in the country, especially that help in delivering relief items to those remote areas. So I think those are part of the difficulties, which basically I think probably different from the other Asian countries.